Report: Alejandro Mayorkas allowed 1.17 million migrant gotaways. By Neil Munro on February 10, 2023. More than 1.17 million economic migrants have been allowed to sneak across President Joe Biden's border, amid the millions of migrants who surrender to border guards, according to government data shared by the Federation of American Immigration Reform. The flood of so-called illegal migrant gotaways spiked from roughly 40,000 per month in 2021 to almost 90,000 in December 2022, according to FAIR's report, titled The State of the Border. New FAIR issue brief paints a grim picture of a self-induced disaster. All told, there were 1,174,385 gotaways during the first 2 years of President Biden's tenure, said FAIR. That southern flood of gotaway illegals delivered one new migrant for every six of the roughly 7.3 million Americans who were born during the same two-year period. The cumulative numbers of people illegally entering our country have become so large that it is hard for most people to grasp the magnitude of the Biden border crisis, noted Dan Stein, president of FAIR. All told, Biden's border chief, the Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot Alejandro Mayorkas, may have allowed, smuggled, or processed roughly 6 million migrants during Biden's first 2 years. That huge inflow delivers almost three migrants for every four newborn Americans, prompting Democrats to intimidate Republicans from recognizing the huge scale of Biden's migration. The official count of gotaways understates the true numbers, according to former border security officials. Many gotaways are not detected by the agency's surveillance gear, such as the declining number of aerostats with long-range cameras, and some are discounted when their tracks merge with other gotaways. Mayorkas also turned a blind eye to the 1.17 million gotaways. For example, he declared that he would not try to deport migrants with jobs. And Mayorkas has repeatedly declared the border as secure as the gotaways flood over the line. In April 2022, for example, he was asked by Representative Michael Guest, RNJ, are you testifying as you sit here today that the southwest border is secure? Mayorkas replied, yes, I am, adding later that he has operational control of the southern border. Mayorkas is now facing possible impeachment by the House of Representatives. Also, the gotaways are not included among the millions of economic migrants who are being released into the country under a variety of legal pretexts, such as parole, asylum, and family unity. In 2021, Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, accepted almost 671,160 men, women, and children into the United States, according to federal data. The vast majority were released to search for jobs and homes also needed by young or struggling Americans. In 2022, Mayorkas allowed 1,299,437 people onto the United States, nearly all of whom were released to search for jobs and homes needed by the ordinary Americans who once were championed by left-wing politicians and activists. From October to December, Mayorkas admitted another 519,870 people, despite the existence of the Title 42 barrier, according to federal data. Mayorkas also smuggled more than 100,000 migrants into U.S. society via his semi-secret parole pipeline in 2022. He is now planning to bring in at least 600,000 migrants per year through this pipeline. All told, Mayorkas admitted 3.5 million southern migrants during these 2 years, or roughly one migrant for every American born in a year. An unknown number were flown back to their homes in Central America, but the vast majority of the 3.5 million, including 600,000 partway identified people, were deliberately released into American society. Legal migration. The southern flood is in addition to the annual inflow of roughly 1 million legal migrants and roughly 750,000 short-term and long-term temporary workers. Those two pipelines delivered at least 2.5 million new migrants and workers into the United States, on top of the 3.5 million southern migrants. The resulting tsunami of roughly 6 million migrants in 2021 and 2022 created a population shock that drove up rents, housing costs, and grocery bills for hundreds of millions of Americans. That impact has been ignored by progressives who tout the migrants as newcomers in a nation of immigrants. The migration added at least 4 million workers to the nation's workforce. That flood was urged and welcomed by business groups because it cuts Americans' wages, and reduces pressure for corporate investment in labor-saving technology. The flood also fills many coastal jobs and so minimizes the pressure on coastal investors to create new workplaces in the heartland states that have many underemployed and sidelined Americans, such as Senator J.D. Vance's state of Ohio. For example, Mayorkas revved up the legal immigrants and spiked the inflow of temporary workers, such as H-2B workers. In April 2022, the Council for Foreign Relations reported, the number of visas issued as part of U.S. temporary foreign worker programs, sometimes referred to as guest worker programs, has sharply declined in recent years as the COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the movement of international migrants. Nearly 550,000 visas were granted in 2021, down from some 846,000 in 2019. In October 2022, for example, Mayorkas approved an additional 64,716 H-2B temporary non-agricultural worker visas for 2023, on top of the 66,000 H-2B visas already approved. Many of the visa programs have no cap. For example, farm companies employ roughly 400,000 H-2A visa workers for jobs that would otherwise go to better-paid Americans in their new wave of wealth-boosting, labor-saving robots and machinery. There is no cap on most white-collar migrant programs, such as the H-1B, J-1, F-1/OPT, L-1, TN, or E-2 programs. Overall, the white-collar programs keep a population of roughly 1.5 million foreign graduates in Fortune 500, healthcare, and university jobs. The flood of white-collar visa workers helps Fortune 500 investors by pushing down salaries for U.S. college graduates. Mayorkas has also turned a blind eye to the use of foreign workers who arrive with short-term tourist visas. For example, the New York Times reported on February 8. Josh Abernathy, the business manager for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 8 in Toledo, complained bitterly that while his members had been used to build a first solar panel fabrication plant outside the city, the contractor on the project had brought in workers from Croatia and other Eastern European countries to install and maintain the fabrication equipment, work that ultimately outpaced construction jobs. Mr. Abernathy filed a formal protest with the Biden administration's Labor Department, saying that imported workers, the kind of non-local hires the administration had vowed to stop, were making $500 every 2 weeks in room and board. "We had 150 electricians out there, don't get me wrong," he said. "But then we were equally matched with the installation of conveyor work when we were long gone." Mayorkas also accelerated the conversion of new migrants into green card holders and then into citizens. The Pew Center reported in December 2022. More than 900,000 immigrants became U.S. citizens during the 2022 fiscal year, according to a Pew Research Center estimate based on government data released for the first three quarters of the year. That annual total would be the third highest on record and the most in any fiscal year since 2008, when more than 1 million people were naturalized. Federal fiscal years run from October 1 to September 30. Skewing Americans' economy for investors and landlords. Overall, Mayorkas is trying to remake the nation's labor economy from a competitive marketplace of employers and citizens into a Canadian-style economy of government-backed employers and replaceable workers. On January 8, a White House reporter asked Mayorkas, "What is your message to the American public about the impact of a labor shortage in America?" Mayorkas responded by calling for an even greater skew of the nation's labor market in favor of employers and investors. "The labor shortage in the United States is one powerful example of how desperately we need to fix our broken immigration system. You know, we look to the north, Canada realized that it has a 1 million person labor shortage there. And they are bringing in approximately 1.4 million migrants this year to address that labor shortage. Our programs, our H-2A, our H-2B, our skilled worker programs, are far outdated to really meet the economic needs as well as the economic opportunities for migrants that immigration can provide. The federal government has long operated an economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy." In December 2022, for example, Mayorkas added roughly one low-wage, work-ready Latino or Asian migrant for every American who turned 18 that month. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites, including New York Times editors and writers, to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats. 35% of Americans said immigration makes the United States worse off, while 31% said immigration makes the U.S. better off, according to a July 2022 poll of 1,500 citizens.